Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because of this most existential moment. We are meriting to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned to Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 648, Life Sense Technology, Part 2. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom. Peace and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, we'll be in discussion today, May 9th, 2017, with Bill Davy, MS in Exercise Physiology from the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse. Interview will begin right now in a minute or so. It's 9:31 a.m. live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. Bill will talk with us today about his personal values of respect, belonging, commitment, progress, and pride, and how this relates to educating the general public about World Global Network's flagship Life Sense Technology project, the Hilo LX. To learn more about this non-invasive smart band device, we invite you to check out the following links: www.hilo.life. Also, you can go to http://www.catalyst777.hilo.life/cp8, and also to learn about the smorgasbord of seminars being given around the world to educate the human family experience about the wonders of the Hilo LX. You can go to www.hilo.money. Now we're going to turn to the music, the wonderful music of Barry Weber, and I just want to mention another thing or two. I also would like to call to your attention that, in fact, I, as Donzo C. Goodman, international local cyberspace Torah activist, have, in fact, opted, which I think has been a good decision on my part, to open up my own website as a World Global Network distributor. You can access my website at dzg.worldgn.com, where you can purchase your own Hilo LX to assist you maintain your well-being. Our call number is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And without further ado, I'd like to bring in our co-host today, Bill Davy. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Thank God. I'm feeling better hearing your sweet voice this morning, Bill. Bill, I'd like to share an axiomatic teaching, which I think really people might be surprised it's coming from the Hasidic realm, but it's actually something probably which we consider universal wealth, wisdom. What is that? That many people are very concerned when they lose blood. Let's say they have a nosebleed, they cut themselves. I mean, you know, some people can experience profuse bleeding in certain incidents, and they get cleaned up. But the blood ultimately will regenerate itself with proper healing. But in terms of time, once time is used up, or time is wasted, or time is not used with the awareness of what it means to have well-being, I just think that people have to really, you know, in this time, we're in the 21st century, in the age of communication, more and more, I think the discussion among the issues to be put on the human discussion, the idea of maintaining and actualizing well-being. And you, as an exercise physiologist, and someone also who is certified in advanced cardiac support, maybe you'd like to comment on that about making the most of our time in terms of maintaining our well-being.
Well, thank you, Don. A pleasure to be on. I'm always happy to get on and talk with you and to your audience base about how we can help them be more aware of what's going on in their body and hopefully, you know, prevent things from occurring down the road. So with my background, I've always been into preventative measures. I have a master's degree in exercise physiology, like you stated, but I specialized in cardiac rehabilitation. And the one thing that really stuck out with me is for my to complete my degree, I had to observe for open heart surgery. And when I actually saw what happens to people when they don't take care of themselves, when they live a lifestyle that does not watch what they eat, they do not exercise, and yes, there's some heredity factors too, but
yes,
when I saw that, you know, doctor go in there and basically take a circular saw and cut right down the breastbone and then take a crane type device and rip open the rib cage to access the heart to do what he needed to do. I'm like, there is no way that I ever want that to happen to me or any of my loved ones. And knowing that most of this stuff is up to us by the way we live, lifestyle, and choices, what we put into our body, what we exercise and stuff, you know, I just saw that, you know, all this stuff could be prevented. Now, obviously, some things with hereditary, and obviously there's things that we just can't do. But a lot of this stuff is lifestyle choices and can be prevented. So I'm always looking for things that can help people be more aware with what's going on with their body. And when I found the Elo LX and World Global Network, I was like, this is something different. This is going to be a game changer. And I wanted to tell as many people as I could.
Thank you, Bill, for that potent response. Bill, your personal values of respect, belonging, commitment, progress, and pride. Can you explain to us how you connect that? And I see this directly connecting to the mission statement of World Global Network to increase wellness and well-being and to empower those who become distributors. And with hard work, and of course there's no guarantees how much income a person can generate, but the potential for expanding one's overall wellness physically, which also means emotionally, myself being in the social service field, as I want to remind everyone, I was once told by an internist, unfortunately he passed on, Dr. Ivan Maurer of blessed memory, said that, Don, the most important issue from working with your clients with severe mental illness is help them maintain their physical health. So it's not just a matter of just keeping the muscles and the bone mass stable, Bill, but it's also about, you know, the overall ability to have self-respect and feel that we're belonging to something beyond ourselves on a communal level, committing ourselves to that, progressing, and taking pride that we make the right decisions. And I think that World Global Network is going to help a lot of people in those personal values. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. One of the things, you know, again, with my background being that the health and fitness field, I worked with a lot of people to lose weight. That's always a big issue, especially in our society. We tend to be one of the, at least in the U.S., tend to be one of the more unhealthy countries. And a lot of people are carrying too much weight. Well, what hit me a long time ago was when, remember the show The Biggest Loser, where you see these people that are, you know, that, now this is extreme, they're 300 pounds or 400 pounds and so forth. And it just, they prior to that show, they always used the same excuse. They said it was, well, it's genetics. It's, I was born this way. I was born to be like this. Well, if that was the case, then why, if they were put into an atmosphere that basically showed them to do the right things, you know, why did all of a sudden in a six-month time period they've been able to lose, you know, 200 pounds? They were not born to be that way. They were just not taught that. They didn't know what to do. And they tried and tried, but they didn't stay committed to things. Most programs work. It's people fail the programs. the programs don't fail the people. So I think what, you know, that is always an amazing thing for anybody out there, that, you know, not just weight loss, not, you know, it could be for your business experience or where you are at financially. It may be that you're just in the wrong system, or you're doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. Well, mm-hmm. What we're doing with World Global Network is we're giving people the opportunity to plug into a system, and if they have the proper mindset to follow the system, you know, again, we can't guarantee success to anyone,
right.
But if they have the proper mindset and they plug into our system, the sky's the limit to what they can achieve, you know, either on the financial side or, you know, how many people can they help, you know, possibly prevent something from occurring. It's a matter of getting this kilo, you know, out there to people. So, you know, a lot of things that we, you know, I'm just trying to get to is that we all deserve, you know, a good lifestyle. It's just whether you accept where you're at now, and a lot of people are probably very happy, but there's a lot of people that are probably looking or striving for betterment, whether it be their health, whether it be their financial situation. And I'm just so excited that we have this opportunity to do both and help share people, you know, when they get in the right mindset, what they can achieve.
Thank you, Bill. If you don't mind, Bill, I'd like to share a testimonial about what HealLX has done in this one particular instance. This comes from TC, who I'm assuming is one of the World Global Network distributors, because they're in the HeLo Project 200 WhatsApp group that I'm happy to be a part of. And they wrote the following: my father got the HealLX last week and began wearing it and was getting an abnormal EKG. I encouraged him to call a cardiologist, and they told him to go to the emergency room where they confirmed the readings of the HealLX and admitted him to the hospital. He will now see a cardiologist that will figure out what's going on with his heart. So glad that this device alerted him to the situation. His heart rate was very slow. I mean, that was, I think, for this person, this distributor, and I hope he or she is more than just a distributor at this point, that they reached a cognitive epiphany, Bill, that not only can they show the two-minute video to friends, families, and neighbors and business associates, but they can give personal testimony already upon becoming a possessor of the HealLX. It's already made a tangible business. It could have potentially saved their father's life.
That's absolutely true. I saw her – well, I didn't see her, but I spoke to her actually just before this call. She just called
Wow.
me, and she's like, Bill, I am so happy – that, you know, her brother, I brought on her brother. I shared it with her brother, and her brother shared it with her. And she goes, I'm so happy David told me about this. Now I have a realtor friend of mine. She goes, she just went in and purchased a family pack today through my website, because she has a father that is getting up in age, and she wants to get the whole, you know, the family pack for her family, just because she kind of heard what happened with my dad. So, like I said, we can't guarantee anything, but man,
right.
If we can just, you know, prevent one bad situation, you know, it's well worth it.
Well, I have to again reflect on my own personal experience with my father, a blessed memory, who passed on last April of 2016. In October of 2013, his heartbeat was weak, and I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm just conjecturing. If the HealLX had been available, of course, we can't change the past. But if the HealLX had existed, say, back then, and it picked up on his reduced cardio rate, that he could have had more proactive treatment. And the way my father was brought to the ER that morning, that eventful moment, and I think it was October 13, 2013, is that he went to the bathroom and crawled. He couldn't stand up anymore. Now, if the HealLX had been on his hand and a message had been sent out to a loved one, or even perhaps weeks or a couple months before, if there had been some sort of intervention, perhaps my father would have been put on a long-term pacemaker instead of a short-term pacemaker. Of course, I'm not a medical professional, Bill, but I'm just saying, you know, in one moment, an action taken by a human being, even if we're not medical professionals, or first responders, that we can make we can inject ages into minutes or a moment. A person who performs CPR, a person who does the Heimlich remover, can extend or double, even triple the lifetime of a person. And I think that's where we're heading with this type of non-invasive well-being technology. And I'd like you to perhaps expound upon that, if you might be so kind to do so.
Oh yeah, like we said, the World Global Network's business model is basically to follow what Apple has done with the iPhone. The iPhone is now coming up on 10 years old, and when mm-hmm. Apple released the iPhone in 2007, the iPhone was really nothing special. It did what Motorola and Nokia had, but it was definitely different. But what made Apple and the iPhone be so dominant was that they released the Apple Store to create any apps for the App Store. What they did was they opened up what the iPhone could do to app developers around the world. And app mm-hmm. developers started submitting apps. And when they opened up the App Store, there were 800 apps in the App Store. Well, now there's 2.2 million apps in the App Store. And Apple's not the one that's creating these apps. These are app developers who have ideas that are creating apps that make the iPhone that much more powerful. Well, we just did the same thing. We opened up the API platform to what the Hilo can do. So what the Hilo can do now is going to be totally different to what the Hilo is going to be able to do 6 months from now. Because as technology changes and advances, our Hilo is going to become that much more powerful and be able to do a lot more things. Right now, we have, I think we're going to be releasing about 300 apps in our Hilo App Store. And wow. Then eventually there's going to be more and more apps, but the only way people are going to be able to use, they have a Hilo on their wrist. So we feel that World Global Network is just basically doing the same game plan and the same business model as Apple, but we are doing it in the wearable technology industry. And basically we, as distributors, get paid for sharing our technology, where I know the Apple Watch is out there. I know the Fitbit's out there. I know Garmin has products. So there's other products out there, but none of those products or companies pay you for sharing their technology. And that's our right. business model. And we're just going to continue to grow, and we're going to be in 195 countries. We can go to 195 countries. It's technology. So it's just a matter of who you know, not only in your own city, state, or country, but who do you know in other countries? Who do you want to help share this technology with throughout the world?
I have to admit, Bill, I'm waiting till I haven't heard yet, but when it opens up into the state of Israel, again, I'm on pins and needles for that development, because I do have many friends and even family over there, and who I want to be able to, bring on board as distributors
sure.
and members of the World Global Network company. Bill, do you have time to field a question? We have one caller on the line. Would that be a problem?
Sure. No,
okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to bring him in. I want to introduce my fellow co-host for many, many shows, Dennis Ryan, our Rambam teacher student, the seminary teachings of the Nesher Gadol, the Great Eagle. Dennis Ryan, good morning, sir. And if you have any questions or comments for Bill.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill and Don.
Good morning.
Yeah, you opened the show up with rehabilitation, and I'm a prime example of that, because my LAD of the heart was 99.9% clogged, and I was lucky when I got to the hospital, but I didn't have a Hilo to help me out or anything like that, but I got lucky. And when you mentioned the overweight, one of the things is you get overweight because of the stuff you put in your mouth. However, our minds, and you mentioned this, has to be set in the right way so that we don't over-rationalize things by saying, well, I was born with big bones, or my mother was overweight, so so it's not too bad because I'm overweight. No, that thinking has to be cleared, and we have to get back to some type of a normal thing. And I think Hilo would help you by saying things look good for you because the Hilo alerts are not going off all over the place. But one of the things that the Rambam has told us is that everything in moderation. So I would take that as why are you eating if you're not hungry? But at the same time, he also said that we must be open-minded for the future. So we cannot just, we can keep our principles, but we can't keep doing what we've been doing just because we're satisfied with that. It, with the Hilo, I believe, you have to open your mind to see what is really going on. And if all these apps are available and they're going to help you, why ignore them? You should participate. So,
correct.
To me, it's nice to hear that there's a coalescing of apps other than to give you pleasure. Here you're using apps to help your body and your mind to a certain extent. And I feel refreshed that people have come up with this idea that helps you internally as opposed to trying to give you pleasure and play a game.
Correct. And thank the Lord for you, you know, getting a second chance, because some people who have gone through what you've gone through, you know, maybe don't always get that second chance. And that's what I realized when I was in cardiac rehab, is that people either take that event that you had and basically the decision to make a change because they know it is lifestyle related, or some people just take that mindset, well, I have that condition, I can't do anything about it, and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. It's just a totally different mindset. You know, some people use that as a wake-up call and a second chance to live a healthier lifestyle, but unfortunately, some people use that as, hey, I'm destined to be here, and that's just not the case.
So you only get so many chances in life, but you better take advantage or try to do the best thing you can.
I'd like to wind down,
Bill, with perhaps you addressing our Blessed Soul listening audience. And again, we're broadcasting live, or eventually will be heard in archive versions in 35 countries. The, aside from the two-minute presentation, which anyone can access by going to www.hilo.life, and then scroll down, you'll see a two-minute video. And then if your appetite is stimulated, which I believe it will be, there's a five-minute video, which you can learn more. But also the idea of the seminars. Bill, I just, as you and Dennis were interacting, I noticed that there's internationally 12 different time zones around the world, from here to the West Coast, to Canada, to China, to Africa. Can you perhaps talk about the next minute or two about the importance of people educating themselves by freely? It doesn't cost a penny to join a webinar, to become more aware of what allies them by engaging and purchasing one of these non-invasive smart bind devices known as the Hilo LX.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about this, Don, and why we're growing so quickly is just because it's technology, for one. We're sharing a two-minute video that, as you said, piques people's interest. They can scroll down and find a little bit more on the company itself. But then instead of having to do one-on-one calls with all these people that are so interested, we have these automated webinars that are basically anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, but you just go to www.hilo.money, and you can go ahead and look to see what times they're available. I think they're available every 2 hours, no matter what time zone you're in, who you would like to see. And I work very directly with Jeff and Lisa Giamalva, who are one of the presenters, and also Jeremy Roma, who's another one. But I think there's about six different presenters that you're offered the opportunity to watch, but any one of them will give you you know, a good overview of where we are, where the company's been. It's a six-year-old company, where the company is going, and what the opportunity is ahead of us for years and years to come.
Thank you, Bill. And Dennis, I'd like to thank you both, gentlemen. for coming on today's program, because you're using one of your most valuable resources, your precious time. And I'd like to allow each one of you to make a conclusive statement. We'll start with Dennis, and then we'll wind up with Bill. Dennis?
If you're interested in your body, you should pay attention to what Hilo is about and what it's directed to. Because if you don't, then be prepared for the consequences.
Very good.
Wow, Bill, that's pretty powerful, Dennis. Dennis doesn't pull his punches, Bill.
No, and I just want to close with, hey, if anything that we spoke about today resonates with you and you want to learn more and you're interested in working with a very, very strong leadership group, come in through Don's website. You know, go to Don's website, purchase your Hilo, and you'll be on our team. You know, like Don is reaching countries through this, you know, this radio platform. How would you like to be on a team that has access to this many people? Because the way our program works is that you benefit from being part of a team, and we help you build your business. So please go ahead, and Don, you can close out with your website again to remind them. But I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share this, and we'll continue on as much as we can, Don, and I'd love to help you grow your team.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your blessings, and I want to mention so that my website is dzg.world.com, and I also want to mention, Ben, Bill, I was thinking as well, I like to, as much as I like to receive, I like to give as well. And I was thinking, perhaps if you can think of a distributor who's on your team that perhaps would like to come on to our next presentation next week, God willing, that I have no problem in spreading. Let the, you know, that person who experienced that epiphanal moment with helping, you know, potentially save their father's life. I think when people hear personal testimony, if we can arrange it through logistically, I'd be most happy to have anyone on that you feel is worthy. And of course, we hope eventually to have Jeff and Lisa Giamava on. Bill, I just want to mention one more thing that I don't think we mentioned in the last broadcast. And I spoke with my sponsor, Marlena Christofferson, and she thought it was a good idea for me to share this, that there's a lot of wage disparity in the world, but with World Global Network, men and women make the same amount based on their hard work, of course, God's blessings. So I just wanted to mention that as well, that women out there, if you want to have a non-discriminatory, wonderful opportunity, again, we can't guarantee what type of income you're going to generate, but you will make just as much. And I know from some of the women of my life, they have figured out a way to make even more than us men. Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, no.
As my daughter says,
the women in this business do excellent. So you want a lot of women on your team.
Yeah, and as my daughter says, women rock.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. I want to wish everyone a blessed day, and I want to remind everyone, we've got to do good. Why do we have to do good? Because we have this thing called the divine image. We'll have to get out in scrimmage. I tell them, look, him is no dream, and because we are being sent to this world by the Creator, who is the essence of goodness, go ahead and do something good for someone today. And I think you can do something good for yourself also today is to check out www.hilo.life, and then the smorgasbord of opportunities that await you in wellness and other good things. So this is the Maccabees One Day. Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Children.